since the review starts now.
Dog. We haven't thought of, like, the conception of just, like, how our voices sounded in so long and shit, to where it's, like, hearing our, like, the older shit is so crazy, and the shit we talk about, bro, we just sounded fucking brain dead all the time. Tell me we didn't just sound, like, look.
Keeping friends.
Nah, that's not.
I can't do that.
Why does this sound sped up, bro? It's not sped up.
On a bush on the way in to, like, where she lives, is there's a bush.
Yeah.
And on the bush, there's just a wrapper with Swishers on it. It was the Swishers wrapper.
Okay,
and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I pick it up and I feel awful.
Oh, but my god, I remember.
Just the tone of your voice sounds a bit different.
Dude, Joel told me that, like, before I broke up with that, like, senior year girlfriend,
yeah,
that I was, like, a whole other person.
You're
He's all like, Alex, I feel transition. Like at one point you really changed. Like,
man, bro, you changed
my voice.
But, like, if you don't get like,
bro, wait. Let's put some more.
Put on
Switchblades.
That one's probably retarded, bro.
All my homies type in lowercase because we never can. What the fuck, come on.
What?
It's not playing shit.
What the fuck, Alex?
There you go.
Which was this one?
Switchblade.
Like, go out and get me Campbell's chicken noodle ass fucking, like, fucking chunky soup. You know the
game? See, like, what are we talking about, bro?
Dude, chunky soup is
what's
so
this, like, once back then, bro, we just recorded these podcasts just because we were smoking and we just recorded it, bro. We didn't have any direction or any, like, topic or ideas. Sometimes we'd record with an idea in mind, but
sometimes
then we'd get, like, so sidetracked that it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
This is so sidetracked. Like this turned it into, like, one, at some point there's a joke and then there's an explanation of the joke and how it references something that actually happened to us, and then we go on about that and then we start bitching about people.
I'm on raviolis.
Raviolis.
Raviolis, bro.
Raviolis. Cookies.
And then he fucking this motherfucker just like he just fucking eats half of his. I see our other homie fucking
wait, we could turn this into a little animation just cause it's like a little story time.
Yeah.
Eat half of his.
It's still a good story.
Other homie eat half of his.
Cause it comes from like all his perspectives, you know.
But my ass ate the whole thing not even knowing how fucked up I was gonna get.
Dude, why am I like way back there?
You're like,
and he's like,
I'm
like, Alex, I would do that too. And then we fucking at lunch, I was fucking fried, dude. That whole day, I was,
descriptions and shit.
Oh shit, bro.
Fucking sounding like a dumbass, bro.
I remember we had Zipsters that year, right?
Yeah.
Like, second period, dude, both of us.
I was fucking... I wasn't high, bro.
At that point, I wasn't high, because I remember...
I took way more.
Yeah, I just had a few, you know? And I was like, oh, shit, you know? But, yeah. I took mine at, like, lunch, and then I got...
This motherfucker was all like, I'm gonna eat the lunch. But before that, what's it called? Where was I, dude?
You were in like class.
I don't know which class I was in. Motherfucking geometry. And, taking half of it.
That's what happened.
And I was like, shit, I don't want to get too fucked up because I'm in school. Dude, all these fuckers, like, taking, like, half of it and shit.
Dude, you guys took like the whole thing.
I took the whole thing and I saw it. I didn't know which was in it.
Lunch, I saw how fucked up one of my other homies was, and I was like, oh shit. I took the whole thing. But bro, by sixth period, I had art. And then we like, I was fucked up. Like,
oh god, bro. I was fucked up, dog.
Just to like have a nice ass time at the park. Then we went to fucking Peter Piper because we were all hungry. Shit. We go to Peter Piper and one of the homies, this motherfucker, just starts tweaking, bruh. He starts tripping the fuck out and harshing fucking the vibe.
I think that was a different time, though. Like, two separate occasions.
What?
When homies started tripping.
This homie. Is that
I'm
specific.
Using homie loosely.
This is the... It's more so to just not name him.
Yeah. Yeah, he started tweaking at Peter Piper, but that was like the day, like a few days.
Everyone after. Else was doing just fine.
We were chilling, bro.
No, we kept telling him to relax, like that and time, nothing was wrong. We're trying to comfort him and get him to shut the fuck up, you
it's
know?
Like, dude, everything's fine. Like, we're chilling. I remember I was high as fuck.
I
too,
was, and dude, and you remember?
I was like, it's cool,
you
man.
You had to tell him, like, here, bro, it's drink
good.
The Fanta. It's like good for you or
it'll
something.
It'll sober you up, dog. Don't worry, bro. I got you.
It's like, it's not working. It's like,
no, he didn't say that shit. He didn't say that shit. He never said nothing. He was just like, fucking, oh, fuck, man. My dad's gonna kill me. Oh, shit, man.
He
I'm
kept doing
stone.
That.
I'm getting in trouble,
he
man.
He really, he started a lot of sounds like,
oh, fuck, man. I'm getting in trouble, man. Oh, fuck.
That was the second day.
Yeah, he's right, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I remember seeing, I don't know, bro, I forgot. Remember when we got kicked out of that fucking
during
Christmas?
Yeah.
During Christmas, that's the game part, bro.
Yeah, that's
what
she was
saying.
Yeah,
that was a different time.
Why are you making me cry around Christmas? Why are you making me do this? Dude, like, pause bro. That shit. That was the most retarded shit ever.
It was out of a TV show. It was unreal, bro.
Bro, she literally kicked us out because we're sharing food, I guess. Like, not even us directly, just, like, someone in our friend group was sharing a pizza slice to someone who didn't have
the
access to the plate type shit. They're just gonna give them a pizza and, like, let them eat type shit. Just one pizza, one little pizza. And then I don't know, she came up to us and then started, like, saying, hey, you can't do that. And then she's like, you're stealing.
You're stealing on Christmas. Why are you doing this? It's Christmas. You're making me cry.
Yeah, she said to us, like,
and
you're making me cry. And keep in mind, like, we just smoked a bowl, like, 15 minutes before this.
We didn't know how to comprehend what to say to this person because we didn't know how to react. We genuinely didn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah, and then one of our friends, he was literally just about to sit down. Like, he just got his pizza and was just about to sit down. So it was like, we got kicked out right then and there, which was kind of bullshit, and they didn't give us a refund or anything.
Caesar and literally just sat down.
Yeah, he just sat down. That's it. He just sat down. Then she came.
Yeah, I think. And then some dude walks up, and it's like, "Hey, you have to go."
He's like, "You were bad mouthing the
manager's owners. Mom."
Yeah, the manager's mom.
And we're like, "Who?" We didn't say. We didn't even say anything. We literally didn't say a word. Just because we didn't know what we were like, huh?
Like
she walked up to us and started this little spiel, and we said, huh?
She turned around and then, like, left, and then I was like, bruh, like, what the fuck was
that? We literally, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know, we couldn't comprehend what the fuck she was on about.
Like, I fucking just, like,
we were
questioned whoever was sitting next to me, just like, what the fuck happened?
Like, we didn't know what was going on, so we couldn't defend ourselves.
Yeah.
And then when we got kicked out, like, you were mouthing off to the manager. We didn't say anything. Like, we were just sitting here, like dumbfounded. We're like, we're not sharing, dude. Like, I swear to you. Like, I'll literally sit at a different fucking table.
It's not even that big of a deal if you really think about it. But they made it into a big ass deal.
Because they broke. Because it's a fucking ghetto ass Peter Piper. It's all tiny.
They don't want to.
Same motherfucker's been running it for the longest time.
I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Fuck that.
It's not that big of a scale for them to be like, oh, we're gonna fucking scam these kids, you know,
$7. Bro, they fucking suck, bro. Don't go to the fucking Peter Piper over there.
Over there. I was gonna say, do we say the location?
Do I just fucking dog him? Bro, remember the mom and he would always do that dance where he fucking, like, we're looking at him, we're like walking. That's like in the park. We think his ass is starting to fucking tip the fuck
up. Nah, bro. You know what happened at first?
The origin
of, like, the dance that he was doing, right?
He was just starting leaning back and
where
shit.
He was leaning back, out. Swinging his arms out and shit. High as fuck and shit.
That's a vibe.
He'd only do it when he's high as shit, too.
It's such a vibe, though.
It happened when you see him, it all started with the cookies.
When it first happened, I gave him my AirPod and he starts fucking dancing and shit. He starts dancing like that. And the ad-lib for the song was a Cardi ad-lib. And it was like, beep, like, you know that one? Beep, yeah, I can't do it.
What the fuck do hoes do like at night?
Hoes. What does that have to do with it?
I have no idea.
What the fuck do hoes just do? What did you say? What the fuck do hoes do?
The song was a Cardi ad-lib and it was like, beep. Like, you know that one? Yeah, I can't do it.
What the fuck do hoes do like at night?
What the fuck do hoes do at like night?
Like, what if they can't go out? They just not get dicked down?
What the fuck?
You worry, poor hoes.
I hate it. Piss me the fuck off.
I skipped ahead. That is the worst thing for me to clip.
Did I tell you what she said to me? Yeah. Fucking, like, I was like, kind of like, some more attention.
Oh, no, that part's cringe.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I was talking about that one chick I did. Can't have shit in Phoenix. Dog is the worst. Dogs is boring.
Don't play that one. Please do not play that one.
It is us trailing on.
Like, that one, forever. I just need to delete, like, or unpublish completely. Just because that is our biggest spiel ever, bro. It's about nothing. We say nonsense for an hour and a half.
Two hours. 44 minutes. If anything, bro, that was the come up.
It's almost,
we trained ourselves.
Oh my god, yeah, but
it's 1 a.m. We have the bad episode. No tomorrow. We lost.
Oh,
look, this is GTA.
By these guys, cops, and Alex.
I didn't fuck you over.
Don't even get me started, bro.
I had so much nice.
Don't even get me started.
And the thing about it, too, is it's.
The cops still owe me 8 grams, bro.
It just happened on us.
It felt like a sitcom, too.
It did. We turned and we saw a cop and we're like, oh, fuck. And then we keep driving. And then we see that, like, it slowed down and we're like, oh, shit. It's not all the way at the edge of, like, the crosswalk at the light. That's kind of sus. And then we turn, and then earlier we saw like a white truck, so we thought the white truck was behind us. And then we drive a bit forward, white truck passes us, and we're like, oh, that car behind us was just a white truck. And then it's like I think we're all Gucci, and then Dwayne's like, no, we ain't. And then we see the light.
Yeah, as soon as he said, no, we ain't, like, I knew something was up. And like right as he said that, we saw the light, and I was like, fuck, dude, I brought only weed with me. I was going to bring my knife, but I thought, like, nah, we're not going to go out. We're just going to Dorian's
house. Remember the knife era?
I thought we were going to Dorian's house, too. I didn't think we'd
be soon as
going
to be the gun era, bro. The pistol era. The everyday carry era.
Concealed
carry.
You guys got a new car. And this whole time, it turns out, yeah, that bitch just has a suspended license. So...
I didn't know.
Your brother told you.
No, like, he said I could drive it for, like, a couple days. Like, while I move it around and shit. I guess that doesn't count.
Oh my god.
This
scenario was the stupidest shit ever, bro. One of the top 5, like, retard moments, like, I've been, like, dragged into, bro. Like, yeah, we're all doing it, and we all just, like, I guess we just didn't tell him while we were in the car type thing. Like, I didn't really think anything of it. Like, I knew I was chilling either way. Like, just, because, like, passengers-wise, we're not, like, really liable.
Held liable for who's driving.
Especially since it was unregistered, though. Like, when I heard we were gonna, like, hotbox it, I was like, really?
I literally said, no, before I literally spiked, I said, so we're doing it in here? And I'm like, yep. Why not?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those moments I cringe at.
So we're doing this, right?
I remember like, not wanting to go out
it's
either.
It's like, I go to the light, and I'm like, so we're doing this, huh? And then Doris, like, yeah. Jump, I'm like,
after all, this bitch, like, only... You could've... Come on.
Bro, we could've done so much to prevent...
There was so many things... Because Dorian went to the wrong Circle K.
He went to one completely on the other side of where we were.
And just trailed around, like, not knowing where he was.
And we made this most suspicious-ass fucking
break in front
dude.
Of a cop before the stop, before the crosswalk.
The cop was going left was the funny part. It was turning left and we were turning right. And we braked, like, so much further, like, mm-hmm. than we had to. Like...
That the guy felt a need to fucking watch us.
Yeah.
There's but, dude, Dorian could have turned into Coronado... And that could have been the end of it.
And we could have been chilling, because, yeah, we did...
If Dorian turned into Coronado, because the cop went ahead of us.
Yeah.
If we turned into Coronado and just kept going
just
from
went,
there...
Just like, the Einstein's route.
Yeah, we could have went to the one by fucking Albertsons. That's yeah. okay, even.
Yeah.
We could have literally just done that.
We could have done so much in that scenario, but it just was...
Dorian could have turned into the golf. Dorian could have turned into the neighborhood. He could have...
Yeah. We could have parked, and we could have just
Because the cop went... When even though we braked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cop kept going. Dorian could have turned left right there.
Yeah. And the thing was, we did kind of get targeted, like, in
they,
that scenario.
Because,
like I said, the cop was going left, and then we were turning right. The cop was on the far left lane, and it was already going to turn. But then, like, that... Remember that truck was behind us, and it was, like catching up and kind of tailgating our asses and... Just blinding us, you know? And then it, like, switched lanes and, like, passed us. And then right behind the fucking truck was the cop.
We're like...
And we're just fucked. But yeah, that was that could have been prevented, to be honest. But it made for good content back then. That's like one of our most viewed videos.
And on my page. And then they're like, when I have it tonight, boys, and I'm like,
and the thing about the whole situation, too, is we could have gotten out of it pretty easily, like, because suspended license can't go that far.
Is it me, or are we literally talking about shit in the order of the fucking podcast without even knowing?
What do you mean?
Like, anytime we talk about a thing and we start listening to it, we're literally talking about the exact same thing. Like, we're telling the whole thing in the same fucking, like, mannerisms and shit. We keep saying the same shit. Like, we're literally saying the same shit that we're talking about. It smelled like stank in the whip.
It did, though. It reeked.
Plus the fact that I become homie looked like super fucking stoned.
He was. Bro, that is probably one thing.
We couldn't keep up with the coffee.
That was probably one of like the most stoned I've ever seen him, bro. It was him driving the whip and getting pulled over. He was just like, I'm surprised the cop didn't think he was on like fentanyl or something. Oh, shit. Yeah, like he was on Zans or something.
Like, yeah,
his eyes were red. That's why. That's how he knew.
Fuck, he probably is pissed. He's probably in jail taking a piss on the wall. He took a piss.
He's probably in jail taking a piss on the wall.
He said one time he was in jail, he just got mad and took a piss on the wall. Dude, you know what I'm thinking back to?
What?
I feel like I got the logo like right the first time, you know what I mean?
It is pretty good, yeah. Like, for the whole Stoner podcast as podcast. Surprisingly though, like some people just come back, you know.
Some people fuck with
we have like a five.
Guys, think of it from jail, piss on the wall.
Funny.
Think of it from
It's super much weed and I was like, all right, I'm like stocked for the next few weeks. Dude, turns out, no, finesse. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna be good for like a minute now. I have all this weed just chilling. Bro, yeah, I bought like 80 dollars worth of like weed from the fucking dispo and that shit was gas. It was my fault for bringing the whole thing.
I don't mind that being endangering a police officer.
I mean, I didn't have my hand on it at any given point. That was just in the car. Right?
Do you have ID? Yeah. It's right here.
It's right in my jacket.
Oh, I can keep it in my jacket pocket.
Yeah, we're gonna put it ASAP.
Oh shit, bro.
Like, oh, you know, my just god. Chilling. And all of a sudden, homie hits my phone, like, yo, you guys should hang out. And I was like,
oh, it does literally talk about how it happened. He could see another episode.
It happened.
McRib.
What is that about?
Problems with democracy.
A lot of our titles did not match up.
A few cats. Cold. Burr. Spiritual rant. What the fuck do we have to talk about?
Oh god, don't put on the spiritual rants, bro. Because we probably talk about jack shit.
We probably just talk in the most vaguest of pseudoscience terms. Shit, we're making up.
You can cure cancer with meditation, bro. And manifest. You just gotta believe.
Wow.
talking about.
There's like a little.
Is Dorian there? No.
That's you.
Oh.
I think we're trying to open like a car bottle. You know what I mean? When it has the little jar.
Oh, the squeeze it. Do that too. We just had a bunch of like white noise and shit.
Yeah, no, they do that fast. That's what it is, though. We just high. The fucking, that shit was fun as hell. Which one? Putting together the fucking venom I got.
Well, you're being filmed outside, not being filmed inside.
Dude, right there, sometimes. Like, deadass, I've had moments of that, but like, Isaiah's ignored me. You ever like, have, dude, you ever have those moments in your life where it's like a multiple choice question?
Yeah.
There's like multiple choices and I had the...
Yeah, it's like
there's options being laid out and you have to choose one. You're like, fuck.
It's like, if you choose one, then it might fuck up the other two. It's like, or you choose this one and you're completely avoiding the other two or some shit like that. It's always like some major drawback.
Damn, bro.
We're talking so about far, a regular life fucking discussion acting like it's a video.
Like, bro, you ever make choices in life? Bro? Yeah. It's like a video game type shit.
And I'm not gonna lie, I don't like to brag about myself, but I'm not gonna lie, sometimes when I do shit, I'm just good at it.
No, yeah, when I'm very good,
I'll just get good at it.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I can still say the same thing, bro. Like, I agree. Like, I feel like if I do something,
I set my mind to it.
If I'm really,
I'll get good at it. Yeah, pretty quick.
I'll get good at it like really quick. So, hey, I don't disagree with that statement. But just hearing someone say that is fucking insane.
Bro. Just set up to it.
Just like, hey. Hey. It sounds like we're not serious. I don't like serious. To say this. Hey, bro. I don't mean to sound.
I'm just gonna start another business. I can do that. Like, it's super simple. There's no risk at it.
Bro, what are we talking about? What is our point, bro?
We're literally just talking about the weather.
Why are you guys watching this shit? Who's watching this shit, bro? Literally.
This episode's ass. Why did it say spiritual shit?
Why is there so... Nothing. There's nothing spiritual about
it's
that.
It's just red. Please.
If
fucking
you,
headphone warning, manipulation and chungles.
Oh my god.
Fuck Kaz, that was just the fucking
listen,
hate
listen.
Piece.
Look. If you wanna, you know, get to our new YouTube channel, it's or to our YouTube channel, I guess. It's the Peninsula Experience. Like Peninsula, like kind of an island, but not really.
It's like, it's a piece of land surrounded by water on three sides.
Yeah.
But if you know the peninsula, you know the peninsula.
Yeah, if there you know, the, you know.
If you know of the peninsula, sure, there's a lot of them, but like, if you know about
the peninsula, the OG, the inspiration for the name, bro, then I guess you are
the location that literally literally describes the vibe of the channel.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the Peninsula Experience.
Go watch the Bochy content.
We have lots of Bochy content, which is funny.
We love like Left 4 Dead. That shit's
Left
4
Dead's funny.
We gotta do it soon, bro.
Yeah, we gotta make another episode.
This shit's so fun.
Cause we had like the final piece.
Should we do a Christmas map?
Oh, we could do that. That'd be cool. Yeah, we could do the Christmas.
Try to get like Christmas mods on.
Yeah, we'll put like some snow Santa map as or the like. Fucking tank yeah. We'll look up Christmas mods, themes, and shit like that.
It's a bunch of elves or some shit.
Still play as Bochy and them.
And we're still like, Bochy, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it's but it's a Christmas special. Seeing Nijika, like, when one of us like lags out and like has to play as Nijika because you don't get loaded in as
yeah
you never get yeah. loaded in as fucking the one you were, you know what I mean? What's up with that?
Because yeah, Bochy is always taken for some mm-hmm. reason. It always wants the bot to have Bochy and you spawn in as Nijika no matter what.
Anytime I spawn back in, it like, already took Kita and I'm like, no, where
like
the fuck?
no shade on Nijika, but no,
I love Nijika, yeah. But like I love Kita more. She's but, like, my favorite. Let me
Bochy. I regular Bochy, you know?
I wanna play
Bochy.
It doesn't make a difference, but it's like I wanna play Bochy.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, you know?
There's a big difference.
I feel it, you know? That ain't the same vibe as playing as the one you want. Like
yeah.
I love playing as Kita.
Yeah.
It's weird to see one of us not as, like, the specific one. Because Kevin always picks Ryo.
Yeah, I always pick Bochy and
I pick
Kita.
Nobody wants to be Nijika.
No one claims Nijika.
Nobody stands Nijika that hard. Like, we like Nijika, but we don't stand her that hard. Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, being like, oh, I want to play as Nijika, bro.
Because Bochi's so adorable, dude. It's just, like, how could you not love Bochy, you know? I can see how you might think she's annoying, but like
at the dude end no of the day, I love she's up. Adorable bro.
Yeah, and she's awesome because she just thinks she's a rock star, but and she has so much
has
potential
no
to be a rock star,
but has no yeah. confidence for it.
God nerfed her by like making her super socially anxious, bro.
Just expecting people to talk to her because she doesn't know she genuinely does not know how to approach people without it become like feeling stressful, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I feel like that's so debilitating. Like it's a sure it's a joke in the anime, but it's also like, damn, bro. Like,
but it's a very Bochy serious thing that like shit. A lot of people relate to in Bochy, like
literally
especially in Japan.
Real.
Especially in Japan, dude, they're just like me for real, bro.
Literally me for real.
Other than that, bro, we're gonna upload some behind the scenes of like Veil and shit. We're just
watch
like
watch out for that, bro. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We tried to record a video and then something happened to the footage.
Bro, it recorded in slow motion, bro. But we still have the behind the scenes of all like the photo shoots and shit.
You know what I realized, bro? For our photo shoots, we gotta add. It has to be more like. Has to display more like human likeness to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
More natural poses, you know what I mean? Rather than just standing there.
Well, to be honest, I wanted it to be more of like I don't know. I feel like for now we should probably give it some time, you know?
I was thinking we'd just go somewhere and like walk around and just take pictures as we go.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think, like, renting out one of those photo places would be pretty
fuck, yeah.
Just chill, just
go hard.
Because, one, we can record a whole video in there and just, like,
we literally do a vlog and shit.
Two, we can, like, promote our shit. But, honestly, I think we should probably, like, readjust the samples and get some new ones type of thing.
I feel like, yeah, make it a more baggier, like, more relaxed.
That's what I'm saying. We, like, readjust the sizing and shit before how we want it to be, how we want an XL to, like, fit, how we want, like, an XXL to fit, or how we want, like, a large to fit to our shit. Because I think it'd be cool to have a fucking baggy shirt, you know? Especially if it's heavyweight and it's like really good quality. Low key, I kind of want to like, what's it called? maybe shrink the print like a bit, but other than that, I feel like it's going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah, I said, look, so this one place that I was telling you about, yeah, legit, like, for 10 by 10, like, just thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a design, $5 for one sheet of, like, whatever design. If it, and then you can go, like, 10 by 10. You know, you can make it way bigger, you know?
Yeah.
It's like 22 by 20, but fucking... 120.
What the fuck?
I'd say 22 by 22. Fucking $24. That's not bad. For just like a whole like print of it that's already ready to be used.
For how much? One?
For one piece.
One piece.
Of something that would be 22 by 22.
Yeah.
But if it was like fucking... Wait, which one was it? Two? But if it's just 10 by 10, $5. And $5 is the minimum, too. So you could just get a fuck ton.
Low-key, what I want to do, though, is buying... There's this one company kind of nearby, but they can also, like, you know, ship it to you, I guess. But they sell the burned screens type shit on... To like the screen.
You buy somebody to do the
they burn plus, like our design the UV onto thing it. Under yeah. And all we have to do is just get the squeegee. Ink and like squeegee the fuck out of it and then heat it up, like heat gun it. So then we can like have like just blank clothing and then have like the print on there and then just like label it Bale somewhere.
We can have different small sheets. That let us just like do like the smaller things, like so we could put it in different places.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure we can like just print out like normal little shits. Or, like little designs that we want to like put on like the outskirts of the fucking jacket and whatnot. Yeah.
Depending on how shit goes, I could maybe use my garage for a business.
Maybe.
Depending on how... Because, bro, it's just cluttered as fuck right now.
Yeah.
You know, right now. Yeah. Trying to fucking get...
If anything, we can all just, like, hold some, like, spare shit.
Oh, but no. It's so, like, we have, like, a workspace. So we have, like, somewhere to fuck... Because it has, like, an AC in there, too.
Okay.
But, like, no, I'm saying so we, like, have, like, somewhere to put our, like, equipment to, like, make shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I want an embroidery printer.
That's an investment.
I would love that, bro.
That's an investment.
That would change my life.
That's an investment for the company, bro.
Dude, I'll buy that shit on my own, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, if I... Like, I could just get around to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, the shit I would do with my clothes.
Dude. I'm just saying, bro, like, if I had, you know, that screen printer... Or like when we eventually like buy like the screen like burned and shit and then just like start making our own like prints and doing it on like our own jackets and whatever, I feel like then we can really make the like Vale staff jackets, you know? Vale
staff. Dude, I feel like we could get those now with the DTG thing.
I don't know about DTG though on denim.
Oh, you think it'd be better screen print?
Screen print, yeah. With, like, the whole screen on the back. Because, realistically, if we could, like, snag up, like, some... Just Levi jackets at, like, Ross or, like, Marshall's or, you know, one of those stores. Or even, like, just, like, Levi store.
We could just buy them on sale type shit. Get three of them and shit.
Yeah. Or, like, some H&M. Whatever, dude.
Whatever
like,
the fuck. Like, we could all just get
feeling.
A different one.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever you're feeling, dude.
Just get a black jacket.
Just get a black jacket. Make it oversized, kind of.
Make it fit nice.
Make it fit nice.
Make it look good.
Style it to your own need.
And there you go.
And then, just dry it up, bro.
I feel like mine would be super... I'd make mine I do a lot to mine. Yeah, I'd like put rips in it and put like spikes on it.
Distress it and shit.
Yeah.
I'd want mine to kind of look like a faded gray denim. Mm-hmm. Kind of like not too dark, but not too light, you know? Kind of gray.
Washed gray.
Yeah,
washed
black. Like a vintage washed gray. And I feel like it'd have the St. Michael's print on the back. And then on the front, I'd probably just like keep it plain type shit. But like put like some screen print, a little like the V in the circle logo, you know?
I want to get around to doing this, but being able to like, I want like a long, like a raised collar.
Yeah.
On the denim jacket, so it goes up and then over, you know what I mean? It folds over itself.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just higher up, you know? I feel like that would.
I think eventually we should start like finding a manufacturer
who can print pattern. I mean,
no, pattern. That can like help us with designing some type of shit like that, where it's like the proper color, just like this Japanese school, you know, uniform type of fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of that type of jacket, but a little more made out to be like a work or coach jacket type shit. I feel like that will be nice, bro. And I feel
just
like
raised collar. It's just the little things like.
I feel like that's really something nice. We can like excel in too. Just because like
making clothes look like
everyone like kind of cut and sews their own shit, but then they'll make it like super weird. You know, they'll either like
a little too DIY.
Yeah, it's like one part will be like cut out and then it'll be like a different color, you know, and same with the other leg, so it matches the other side, and it's like that looks all right, you know. Looks like some shit from like the 80s or 90s type of shit, but I don't know, people like it apparently, so who am I to judge? I guess
there's places in town that do alterations to clothes.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering if that's just like, oh, shorten my pants, make this dress a little bigger, make this
like a tailor.
Yeah, like I'm wondering if it's like that, because it just says like clothing alterations.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering like, huh? I wonder how much you can ask them. You know what I mean?
I wonder.
Like, can I pull up and just ask you for like a custom piece of clothing if I gave you like the blank for it? You know
no,
what I mean? Like,
no.
Not that. Like, I mean, more so like.
It's more.
Could I get it like?
They're more so like adjusted. If you have like a shirt that you kind of want like shortened, you know, like the sleeve shortened, or if you want like the waist, I guess, shortened.
Some shit.
In a bit where like it's not really, where it doesn't look like it, you know.
Like, I'm wondering if they'll do the, can I get a bigger collar? Hey, can you make this shit look cool, bro?
Can you make this shit look awesome? Like, right now, no.
Well, not at
all. But I want this shit done by tomorrow, nigga.
I wonder how we find a clothing designer like that. Like, someone who knows actually how to, like, make patterns in terms of like sewing patterns. Like you can look at it and be like,
they do if we just like send them like the our own pattern type of thing. Like
we
own,
have to figure it out.
Yeah, we have to figure it out, and like
literally we'd have to make one.
We'd have to make a prototype, and then we'd have to like actually kind of fit it up, you know, and see like what's best or whatever. That'd be a whole trip, dude.
It wouldn't be insane.
We just need to meet someone who knows this shit.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do we find someone?
This is a whole nother ballpark.
Oh my god, this is later down the line when we're doing like custom, like.
But I wouldn't doubt that, like.
Pieces, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt, though, that like, we actually run into some sort of, like. We need a network.
We need to find a way to.
We need to make friends with other clothing brands, like, instead of just like hating on them, you know, like especially YL, bro.
Bro, it's a joke.
Like, But it's just a joke. Because it's like, the dude's goofy, bro. But like, his success is admirable, though, you know?
It's just like, he came up. You can't take that away from him.
He came up, yeah. Like, he literally just came up. Like, he describes his whole, like, backstory. And, yeah, it could have been avoided.
A lot of it could have been avoided,
it sounds like.
You could easily say that that what happened didn't need to happen the way it happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, he could have saved himself.
he just put himself in a lot. And it was like, damn, bro.
I don't feel bad.
At one point, it's like, I don't feel bad, bro. This sounds crazy, dog.
It sounds like you really just didn't fucking know what you were doing, you know?
Like, you just got dragged into it and just literally stayed. Like, why are you doing it? But you got paid, so let's go. But then
he wasted his money living at Airbnbs and going to parties and spending a fuck ton of money, even though he didn't have that kind of money to burn. But then he
got the money back.
Eventually. After being in the struggle. And it's like, I got myself a new apartment. You remember?
Yeah.
It's like, with the great view of the city. And it's like, what?
The whole time he's wearing a, like, fucking bandana over
and
his
face.
And
he has, like, a dog and shit.
Yeah, he's carrying the dog. Just like, I don't know what he was doing with the dog.
He was so specific with the dog. Look at this dog I had. I got a new dog.
The whole time he's talking like he's fucking barred out of his mind. It's fucking crazy.
So what I started to do, but and at the end, if you're watching this and you're one of my haters, or you're just someone trying to stick around and like get my secrets and like
copy
my fucking come up.
He's like everyone copying my shit.
But to everyone who's really here, to everyone who copied me, and I love you guys.
To everyone out there who like support me and shit. And then he's like dangling his gun as the fucking outro's like going out.
You love SK.
You love SK.
YL.
You love.
It's a brand literally just of himself.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, the fucking like, hoodie imagine, that's sold out.
Imagine
what
if
kind
we
of
named,
crowd does he have?
Imagine if our brand was based off of like our names, you know? Didn't we almost go that route at one point? No. It was up in the air, but it got shot down.
We were just like, dude, I can't put my face on a shirt and expect people to fuck with it. Do you know what I mean?
I can't, like, put my name on this
That's
shit.
That's too personal. It's, in terms of, like, dude, like, YouTuber merch, I fucking hate it. I hate it.
YouTube merch is so generic,
I don't hate anything,
bro.
But, like, fucking YouTube merch is so disappointing when it's like, I'm not wearing this out of the house. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
If I can't wear this out of the house, I'm not buying it. And if I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's a super niche inside joke that I have to like love this YouTuber to have a reason to buy that merch. Support me. It's like, when am I wearing this?
Aside from
I'm doing laundry.
Like the only people who I watch who like have like shitty merch, to be honest, is probably the Smosh people. like no offense, but like it's exactly what you're describing. Just like inside jokes you have to be on the fucking know about, you know? Otherwise it just makes no sense.
You just see someone's shirt and it's kinda weird. Like,
it's just a wacky graphic type of thing, you know? And
or
like
a lot of words and shit. But it's some bullshit. But
or
like,
just their logo. Just their straight up logo.
Their logo. Their fucking face.
Like, I don't know who's walking around wearing a Mr. Beast shirt, bro.
Exactly. Unless it'd be like a child. A literal child.
Yeah.
But like a grown ass man. Like, imagine Daniel. Like, you see Dana, he's wearing a Mr. B shirt completely unironically.
He's out of work and he changes into his Mr. B shirt and we're just like, whoa, that Daniel.
You watched that shit?
He's like, yeah, I got the black shirt. Whoa, Daniel.
Did you know that people got mad that he gave people in Africa, like, water?
Daniel?
No, not Daniel. Look at Mr. Beast.
Oh,
There's a bunch of beef that he did it, and it's like, everyone's like,
well,
he's a, and it's like,
everyone hates it because
it was a white man.
Yeah, he's a white man.
Nobody gives a shit that he did it, like, properly, just because, like, Bro, he did it. He just fucking did it, okay?
It's regardless so funny.
Of what he did, he helped people.
It's so funny, bro. Like, the people who always talk about that shit are, like, the ones who, like...
The fuck were you doing?
Yeah, it's
the
like...
The fuck were you doing?
Were you out there fucking building wells and shit, bro?
Learning about people's communities?
Were you out there?
Literally thugging it out in a whole other country?
I'm not completely sure, but didn't the, like, girl herself in the video, like... come out and say he was a white savior or some shit like that?
I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
He just...
Or someone was calling... Everyone was calling him, like, a white savior.
He just fucking did it because it was charity. He wanted to fucking do... He always does that with his money or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
You know, that's always, it's his philanthropy, like, channel.
Like, bro, he gets that money back on his taxes and shit, you know?
He gets it back and then he spends it all on, like, that shit.
More videos, more money on charity. More fucking...
Like, it's just an infinite cycle.
Planting trees and shit?
Yeah, planting trees, donating to, like, fucking feeding the homeless or some shit.
All this shit, like, what the fuck? Just let him be, bro. He's just, like, little Monopoly man, you know what I mean?
Funny,
he just makes all this money and spends it in crazy ways. These
people would not donate anything, bro.
Nothing got done without him.
They're
going to
spend thousands of dollars on, like,
fucking
jewelry and shit.
Stamp in and, like, actually make a difference with an amount of money.
Yeah. They're going to spend money on Uber Eats, fucking jewelry, on, like, video games.
Tipping every Uber Eats driver $100 or some shit.
But then won't fucking donate to, like, starving kids in different countries. Or, like, you know, they're not gonna go out there type shit. It's people on Twitter, too. It's just, like, those people
get
are
over it, nigga. Like, you're just trying to be mad about something.
They just want to be pissed.
Some people got helped. People got... That's all you should see. Just people got helped.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous that shit's even...
An argument right now, like, are you kidding me?
And he even said, like, before when the video first dropped, he was like, I know I'm gonna get hate for this, but I'm doing it anyway, you know.
And then he was like, literally saying, like, afterwards, he was just saying, bruh, why are y'all even mad? You know what I mean? Well, you know, it wasn't that. It was that people, like, over there were all, like, he wasn't going through, like, proper, like, you know, like, I've been working my ass off to get this, like, amount of money to even try to get these kind of projects produced, and he just came in and did it, and then they're like...
It's like, be happy for him.
Yeah, like, what? Like, why do you need the credit? Why are you butthurt that, you've been trying to get it done, and then some guy came and fucking did it, and you're like, oh, fuck him.
Like, if anything, if you're that active in that community...
You'd be like, fuck yeah, hell yeah.
You'd be happy for him, or even, like, trying to, like, get in on, like, how you can, like, you know, help Mr. Beast or some shit, you know?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Like, people are so just retarded, bro. It's crazy. Especially on Twitter, bro. Mm. It's fucking crazy. Like, actually crazy.
Bless.
Thank you.
Dude, I can never be a Twitter person. I don't get it. It's not fun for me.
I haven't been a Twitter person for a while.
I don't know what you do on there.
Just stocks, spam about, like, fucking crypto and shit.
I thought people were there to argue.
People are on there.
People are there to argue. People are there to start shit. It's always like, just like, oh, on this day, this person tweeted this. On this day, this person tweeted this.
It's
and
crazy,
this led to this, and this led to... Like, why does it start on Twitter constantly?
No, Twitter is all arguments, dude. Twitter is literally, like, you hop on Twitter, and it's just like...
Go in the comments,
you see a video you like, right? You like the video, you go into the comments, and
people
you kind of expect it to be like Instagram, where people are just screaming and shit. But no, it's just like a bunch of people arguing
about shit.
It's so fucking negative. Like on any shit, like there's always one dude who's like trolling, and like, his account, his like whole purpose is just being a troll, and pissing people off and shit. Which is funny as fuck, like when you say it out loud, but like when you're trying to like enjoy Twitter, like that shit's just retarded, bro. It's stupid. Yeah,
it's so negative. It's kind of
it's so negative, dog. It is a downer sometimes because it's just like, bro, no one gets along on you. The only time they get along is when they're trying to like fucking bash on Dream.
These are warring lands, bro.
They all united when Dream was in trouble, bro.
Dude, he's cringe, allegations. Bro. Apparently, it's still going on.
Dude, did you see the video? The moaning? Yes! That's fucking
insane. And he didn't deny him.
He didn't deny him.
He's all like, "But I thought when I was making that, like, he didn't say I didn't make it. He was like, oh, what I was doing during that is."
Bro, low key, the gumball dude did a solid justice. Like, bro, we've been waiting for someone to smack him.
Putting him on, putting him on black.
Yeah, we've been waiting for someone to smack
him. That's what the mask is.
That's what the mask is.
You shut the fuck up. You literally shut the fuck up.
Like,
he's having an episode or whatever.
Like, I'm not praising him for that, but like, bro, Dream, like, I don't know. What were you thinking just releasing that video in the first place?
Literally, everyone's saying, like, bro, why? How could you do this? And be like, huh, gotcha.
Yeah, none of this...
Like, you were holding on to this?
None of this would have happened if you just didn't post
record. If he didn't fucking, like...
Just
get in the car with this motherfucker?
Yeah, if he didn't get the Uber with him, you know?
He's like, I was trying to make sure everyone got home safe. Bro, that's not your job.
Bro, if you're going to watch over him, he shouldn't have been drunk in the first place. Yeah.
He's all like, why is everyone saying, like, he was under my supervision just because, like,
just because
he's a 20-year-old at a party. Like, what? Like, how am I responsible for that? It's like, bro, why are you going home with him? He's like, and he's all like, I was trying to make sure everyone got home safe. He was really drunk. And it's a bitch. Let him figure it out. He's a grown man. He's 20. Like, what the fuck? He's drunk. He's fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Apparently he broke his phone or some shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Gumball.
I wonder what that dude's career is gonna be like, though.
I think he's chilling. For now.
I'm saying, like, he probably isn't gonna be in any more kids' content. Like, in terms of cartoons, because that's a lot of what his job was.
I don't think that'll harm him too much. It's not like he was doing one of the voices, you know? Like, imagine he was playing Gumball while he was doing that whole rant. Like, that'd be funny as fuck, dog. People already, like, kind of, like...
They're just saying Gumball versus Dream. Hey, Gumball versus Dream. Nobody's actually saying Nicholas Cantu. Everyone's just saying...
No one's saying his fucking name, Gumball. Bro. They're just saying Gumball, bro.
Because that's who we know he is.
Because I know him by Gumball.
That's who I know.
Like, his ego was kind of inflated, you know? Like, it was like, he was saying all this shit, like...
He was drunk as shit.
He was drunk as
fuck. Apparently, he said he's having an episode.
Yeah. Okay.
And that he's like... He's all like, I have ADHD and I'm banned. And I'm pan. Yeah, pansexual. He's like, so I can say faggot and retard.
What does that have to do with that?
Because in the video, he's like, somebody's like,
I feel like.
And even, then at another point, he's like, you're retarded.
I feel like everyone's lost their right to say faggot. But I say retard is still up in the air, bro. At least for me. I feel like it's still down here, you know?
It's home. I feel like I never meant it. Either of those words, I never meant it towards the actual, like.
No, I've never said that, like, towards.
That'd be so fucked up.
It's weird in South Park they describe it so perfectly, because it's like, as a kid, yeah, I didn't really, like.
I never thought.
I wasn't mindful of that, you know?
I never thought of it as relating to gay people. That was never, like someone I had any hate for, you know?
So this is my public apology to all gay people.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
My bad.
That was on me. But I was like 12, keep in mind.
I was a gamer.
My bad.
My bad.
Damn, dog.